Big Boys, who are ranked number 3 in the state, against the number 5 T-Jacks. Starting for the Nelchick Boys is Ben Patero, Cole Handrow, Jalen Scott, George Nelson, Jake Clark. And Elena, go ahead and tell them who's starting for our T-Jacks.
We have Brian Eichley, Zachary Kazakin, Riley Koso,
her campaign,
Amelia Lind, and Braden Brandel.
Thank you. And it's a little unusual start today because we have the T-Jacks. One of the boys slam dunked in the pregame warm-up. And so the Nanilchek Wolverines are starting off with a couple of free throws, technical foul free throws. And made 1 out of 2. So we're going to start off with it being the Nelchick ball at half court. And here we go. We're getting started.
Fishing
number
is a large
one, Ben Patero throwing the ball in. Number 2, Cole Hadrow. Hadrow's dribbling up top. Looks like the T-Jacks are in a 1-3-1. Ball being passed back and forth across the top of the key. Good tight defense. But this 1-3-1 and 3-point shot.
Rebounded by Nanilchick. Again, rebounded, and it goes up and it's up to 2.
And Ben Patero for 2 points. Looks like they're running a half court man. Thrown in by Kazakin to Koso.
Koso's bringing the ball up the floor. He beats his defender, goes all the way to the basket for a jumper, and it's no good. But rebounded by Ilya, who puts it back up and is blocked by Jake Clark.
Okay. Coming back other side. Looks like Ben Matero, number 1, is their main their point guard. They're running an evens offense against that. Like Matero and George Nelson are throwing it back and forth and back and forth. And another almost a steal there by Brandel. We got a walk, and we're going the other way.
Riley bringing the ball up the court. Gets it past half court, looking for an open teammate. Zachary gets it at the 3, drives it in, passes it out, but gets a travel call on him. So, Nanilchick ball.
Looks like Patero's throwing it in again to Cole Hadrow. Hadrow bringing the ball up. Looks like a 1-2-2 press by the T-Jacks. They'll drop back into their 1-3-1. Patero scores on the baseline drive. Lenny with the ball to Lynn. Down to Koso. Beautiful pass. Short shot by Koso. And out of bounds. Last touch by Nanilchick. It'll be black ball. Passed in by Brian to Brandel. Out to Koso. 3-point shot. And good. Score 5-3, T-Jacks back in their 1-2-2 press, and it looks like from there they drop back into their 1-3-1 zone. Again, the ball out front by Patero. Patero drive and 2 points. Score 7-3, Nanilchick again in full court press. Brandel to Kazakin. Zach and bringing the ball up. Passed on over to Lynn. Lynn with a drive. Back out to Kazakin with a drive. And a layup. And a foul. Layup is good. Kazakin going to go to the line for 1. Score is 7-5. T-Jacks. Looks like they have the clock running. Accidentally, they pulled it off. Free throw is good by Kazakin. Score is 7-6. Got Cole Hadrow bringing the ball down. And the steal by Brian. So So-so running the ball down. And the three-point shot, no good. Patero rebound and a foul by 22 Kazakin. T-Jack's going back into the 1-2-2 three-quarter press. Hadro bring the ball down. Patero back to Hadro and travel. T-Jack starting off with some pretty good defense. Very, very aggressive. Koso with the ball coming down. Pass for Brandle. Brandle missed the layup. Bringing the ball back. Hadro. And another foul by Kazak, and looks like his second foul, and the T-Jacks are getting some pretty early foul trouble here. They're going to have to become a little bit less aggressive or keep their hands to themselves in order to get out of this foul trouble early. Got a layup, got a block shot by Brian Lindell. Lenny. Braden. Sorry about that. Braden scores on a layup. Steal back to Zach and back to Brandle for two more points. Scores 10-7. Timeout by Danilchik. Scores 10-7, T-Jacks. What do you think here, Elena?
I think T-Jacks are picking up their defense better. They just got to watch out for their fouls and stop the drive.
Looks like the T-Jacks are in an aggressive start. However, one of their key players, Kazakin, already has two fouls, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter, and that would be a huge loss with his aggressiveness to lose him. He's doing a great job in that 1-2-2 full court. He is one of the key items in that with his quickness. Here we go. A ball back in the hands of Nanilchik. Patero. Half court press. Out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks. Coming in underneath the basket by Nanilchik. Looks like a 1-3-1. Ball handled by Scott. Back to Patero. And on over to Nelson. Nelson with a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded, and the Nanilchik again in the hands of Patero, gets fouled on a layup, makes the shot, will go to the line. Score is 9-10, T-Jacks. All up and good on the free throw. Again, full court man by the Nanilchik. Looks like also up top, Brandle. Brandle with a 3-point shot and a miss. Patero with the ball on a fast break to the big man. Wow. Mummy with a 2-point shot. Looks like T-Jacks are back on the run with Brandle missing a layup. Patero with the ball going the other way. With the drive and the pitch out. Scott. Scott with a 3-pointer and good. 14-10. Nanilchik. Brandle again for another 3-pointer and he makes it. 14-13. Nanilchik. Patero with the ball going out to the end. Again, Scott. Scott out to Nelson. And back to Patero. And a steal by Brian. Fast break. Looks like he's going up with it. Back to Brandle. Brandle jump shot. Miss. Rebound, Mummy. Mummy to Patero going the opposite end. Score 14-13 steal, T-Jacks. Ball out front to Nelson. Looks like the T-Jacks are staying with this 1-3-1. Shot by Patero. Good. 17-13, T-Jacks. Randall with the ball coming down. Fast break. Takes shot. Misses three-footer. Back out. Botero fast down the opposite end. Back out to Scott. Rebound. Lynn to Brandel. Brandel layup and 2 points. 17-15. Nenilchik.
Minute and a half left.
Again, out to Nelson. Nelson with a three-pointer, 20-15. Brandel with the ball going the opposite end. Jump shot, 10-footer. Rebound by Clark. Clark out to Botero. Botero in a wide-open drive for 2 points. Got a timeout. Minute, 10 seconds. Score 22-15, Nenilchik. And, boy, we got a barn burner between rank number 3, Nenilchik, and rank number 5, T-Jax. End of the first quarter, 22-15. Be about, it is a long timeout. What do you think, Elaine?
I think the T-Jax need a – they did a well job on stopping the drives, but now they got to stop the three-pointers because they hit, like, four in a row. So just – need to close out on those shots and get some rebounds because Nenilchik has a tall lineup.
Exactly. And that tall lineup is harming us because we're pulling inside and leaving those outside shooters. Once they make that pass out, T-Jax is going to have to make a better effort to go out there and guard them in order to keep that three-point shot from going in, at least contest it. Okay, looks like they're coming out with one big man now. Looks like Nenilchik has only number 13, Clark, out there. They're coming out with a smaller lineup. They're still in full court, man. Here we're getting started. Out to Brian Eichley. Brian Eichley bringing it down. Back over to Kazakin. Kazakin with a drive. Loses it to Clark. And back the other way with Nenilchik. And there's Botero again. And Botero is going coast to coast. That guy doesn't seem to run out of air. And he is fouled by Koso on this one. He'll get two shots. Going with up with number one. It's up and good for 23-15. 55 seconds left in the quarter. And 24-15. Inbounds with Brian. Brian out to Ashton. Ashton's in the game now. It's a three-pointer. Rebounder, Botero. He seems to do most everything for the Nenilchik Wolverine. Travel on the other end. Kazakin bringing the ball back in with 43 seconds. Brian with the ball, bringing it down. Eichley to Lynn. Lynn going up for a shot and makes it. Great effort there. Great pass by Eichley. We got a trap. They're in their 1-3-1 again. And now they're going inside to the big man. Steal by Koso. Going to the other end again. And misses a layup. Botero with the ball going back to the T-Jack end. He carrying the ball, turnover with 9 seconds left. It will be T-Jack's ball, opposite end. Well, I tell you what, this game is moving fast. Looks like it's going to end up being a very high-scoring game. Hadn't even finished first quarter. Brian with the ball, bringing it down. 5 seconds in the game. We got a three-pointer by Koso. Miss, rebounded by Brian Eichley. Make the three-pointer, but after the buzzer. So after the first quarter, 24-17, Nenilchik in a very, very fast-moving game. We'll send it on over. First quarter is over.
Thanks, Gary and Elena. We'll be right back. We've got the second quarter action. But a quick word to our sponsors. Want to say thank you to Eastern Aleutian Tribes for their support, and they've got a quick message for you. Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough. Big thanks to the Eastern Aleutian Tribes, plus our retail sponsors in King Cove, the Goulds & Sons Hardware, and also a big thank you to the AC Store in King Cove as well. We're going to go back now, second quarter action with Elena Mack and Gary Lamar. They've got it covered for us.
All right, fixing to get started second quarter. Looks like same starters on both teams, except for Ashton is coming in for Brandel. Had a little problem over there. I don't know whether he was bleeding, had to get a Band-Aid or what, but he will be coming back with the game shortly. Looks like T-Jack's ball into Lynn. Lynn throws the ball to the opposing team, already up for a three-pointer. And Nelson, real quickly, three-pointer for Nanilchik. What a shooter. Wow. Toso with the ball up top. Dribbling, trying to wait for the offense set up. Gets a pick and roll there with Brian. Sets up a shot. Nice shot. Brian goes up with it after the rebound. And is fouled. So Eichley will be on the free throw line for two shots. Again, score 27-17 after that three-pointer by Nelson. First free throw shot by Brian is a miss. Like Brandel's coming back in the game. Ashton is leading. Both teams have a starting bunch in there. Brian going up for his second shot. The second shot is no good. Rebound by number 41, Mummy. Again, Batero with the ball, throws a pass, deflected by T-Jack. They're going in out of bounds for Nanilchik. Inbounds pass. Scott is fouled. Going to have two shots for the Nanilchik Wolverine. Who was that foul by?
I think it was Brian.
Brian. Eichley with the foul. First shot by Scott is no good. Second shot coming up. Just starting the second quarter, 7:22. If you just joined us, the Nanilchik against the T-Jack. Second shot's no good. Rebounded by Eichley. Given to Koso in the out of bounds. He goes up with a long three-pointer off the glass and good. 27-20, Nanilchik. What a game. What a game. Hadro with the ball over to Batero. Batero down to Mummy. Back out to Nelson. And Hadro again with the ball. Nelson, they're getting on that. They are getting on that three-point shot now. Doesn't look like they're going to allow them to at least shoot one uncontested anymore. Up top, Batero. Batero with the ball down to Scott. Back to Batero. All the way over to Nelson. Wide open three-pointer. He missed it. Koso with the ball. Boy, are they moving down the floor fast. Shot by Koso. We got a two-shot foul. We got a two-shot foul. And looks like Koso's going to be at the free throw line. First shot going up. And no good. I'll tell you what, if we were making our free throws, we'd be a little bit closer, maybe even tied at this point. It's 27-20, 6:32 left. Second shot for Koso, and it is no good. But Taro bringing the ball down for Nanilchik at this point. Nelson with the ball. Back over to Hadro, and Batero again for 3 points. No good. Rebound, Scott. No good. Koso with the ball. Bringing down the ball. Fast break. Slowing it down just a little bit. Wow, did he have a beautiful cross over there. They even lost the ball. Looks like another foul by drive by Brandle. Great drive there with Brandle. Looks like it was before the shot. So it'll be out of bounds. T-Jack. Toso taking the ball out of bounds. 27-20, 6:02 left in the game. Beautiful pass. Ilya and out of and recovered by Eichley. Toso with the ball on a jump shot. No good. Boy, they hustling. This is two good teams playing, two very aggressive teams hustling. Nanilchik down with the ball. Botero with the ball outside the three-point line. Back over to Nelson and back to Hadro for the two-pointer. 29-20. Ryan Eichley with the ball, bringing it down. Boy, they running. This is beautiful, beautiful fast break. Assist over to Lynn. Lynn makes the shot. 29-22. And they pass the ball around. They have four out. They're really looking at this three-point shot, not even hardly looking at a two-point shot anymore. They're banking on this for Nanilchik. Continued to pass the ball around and move. It's a give-and-go situation. Back around to Hadro, back to Nelson, back to Hadro, and over to Scott. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Hadro from Nanilchik. And a foul by the T-Jacks, number 32, Lynn. Looks like it's going to be a two-shot foul for Hadro and Nanilchik as they line up. 4:49 left in the first quarter. 29-22. Hadro will go up. Second quarter, pardon me. First shot up by Hadro. And good. And they are making their free throws, and that is making a difference in game. What do you see here, Elena?
I think the T-Jacks are doing well on transition. They're getting deflections and steals and going up and finishing. And that last free throw did not count because there was a violation. So the score is 30-22, and the T-Jacks will be inbounding on a full court man by Nanilchik. Brian gets it, going up the floor, beats his defender, goes all the way, misses it. Ilya gets the rebound and puts it back up for two. And Nanilchik is bringing it up. Hadro with the ball, gets past all the T-Jacks and brings it down to Botero, who puts it up and gets fouled. Fouls on Brian. And it looks like Ashton's going to get subbed in here after this first free throw. Free throw's up and good. And Ashton is in for Riley. Nope, I lied. I don't know. Yes. Riley's out, and on the floor we have Ashton, Braden, Zachary, Brian, and Ilya. Brian has two fouls, and Brian's bringing the ball up the floor. Gets past his defender, passes it to Ilya, but couldn't catch it. Zachary comes out with it. Zach has the ball at the key, hands it over to Brian. Brian getting too fancy with his dribbling and can't handle the ball. Nanilchik gets the steal. And you got George Nelson going all the way and puts it up for two but misses. Gets the rebound. Nanilchik knocks the ball out of bounds somewhere. And now it's T-Jack basketball.
Thank you there, Elena. Great job. Boy, this game gotten a little even more aggressive than it was previously. There's Brian with the drive out to Kazakin. With a look at a three-point, back over to Ashton. Ashton goes up with a jump shot, missed. Back over to Nelson. Bring the ball back down to Hadro. Hadro back up to Mummy. Mummy looking down to Lemons. Lemons back over to Nelson and over. And a three shot by Botero. They are still full court pressing here. Nanilchik and Brian bringing the ball down. Very aggressive play by both teams. Very good, clean play by both teams. Very aggressive. Brandle with the ball out. Great screen by Brian. Shot shot by Ashton. Beautiful three-pointer by Ashton. 35-27, 3:06 left in the half. Pass, steal by Kazakin, wide open layup, and he makes it. 35-29, Nenilchik. Madero with the ball, bringing it down. Over to Nelson. Nelson, three-point shot, misses, and up. Looks like out of bounds. Going to be T-Jack ball. Okay. We have Clark coming in here for Nelson. Looks like they're going to go with an inside game. This is a big man look for Nenilchik. Brian bringing the ball back down. They have not stopped running. And he takes it coast to coast. Good job, Brian. Now we have a trap on this other end. They trap Madero, trying to bring it inside. And again, Clark gets it on the inside. They are playing an inside game now, Elena, with the both big men in. And they're taking advantage of it. Score 37-31. Jump shot by Brandel. And it's slowing down just a bit. Elena, what do you think about this big man game in the nail chip?
They are actually doing really well with it because they do have a height advantage over our boys. But I think our boys are playing really well defense, but Clark goes and scores again inside, so they're going to have to figure out a way to clog the paint and stop that. Braden with the ball out to Zach. Zach for three, and it's nothing but net. Then they'll take ball, bringing it up. Hadro with the ball. Gives it over to Botero, who brings it all the way in. Misses a layup, but rebound by 41. Mummy. Women's with the ball in the corner. Back out to Hadro. Over to Botero. Back over to Hadro on the left wing. Back over to Botero for up for three. And it's short. But he saves the ball and slaps it off of Braden. And he's going to say Wolverine's ball.
Good job there, and thank you very much. It's like we have a dispute here with the officials, not the players. We're trying to figure out whose ball it is, who it came off of. They're still trying to decide that. If the ball was out of bounds, I'll go. So it looks like they've decided that it is off the Wolverines. It's going to be black ball. Score is 39-34, 1:17 left in the game. Pretty high scoring game. We're not even at halftime yet. Looks like they've lost the basketball. Boy, this is fun. This is a fun game to watch. And it's going to be black ball. Black ball is where we are sitting, going right to left. And, again, the Wolverines are going left to right on your radio. And Kazakin's getting the ball in. As he gets the ball in, they're setting a trap on Brian. They get through. This Kazakin with his speed is just too much for these guys.
Get it out.
Looks like they stolen it off of the floor with Kazakin. Going back to Badero. Badero's driving in as he has all evening and gets a three-foot jumper. Kazakin out of bounds with the ball. Looks like he stepped on the line. Turnover. T-Jax. Score 41-34, 54 seconds left in the half. The Nilchik's ball out of bounds underneath the T-Jack's ball. Stolen by Koso. Koso with the ball over to Lynn, over to Kazakin. Kazakin with a layup. Beautiful layup by Kazakin on that drive. And he is fouled. Kazakin's going to go to the line for two shots. Wow, what a fast game. Kazakin and Brian Eichley are really putting on a show with their speed. They are speeding this game up. Switching it around a little bit. Kazakin with his first free throw. 41-35, 46 seconds left in the game. He's going up for a second free throw, and it is no good. Coming back with the ball is Hadro. Hadro up top, down to Botero. Botero back to Hadro. Hadro into Clark. Clark to Scott. And Scott, no good. Clark, another rebound. Brings it back out. and Scott by a foul by Brian Eichley. This could bring some trouble to us. Brian Eichley now has 3 fouls in the first half. We really need him as the opponents, the Nilchik, with their big man Clark is about 6'4", and Mummy is about 6'3", so we need Brian in there. Okay, on that 1-1, Scott sinks the first shot, 42-35. Scott's going to get another shot here. And with as fast as this game is going, even with 24 seconds, I could see the ball going up and back another 2 or 3 times. Second shot is missed. Eichley with the rebound. Again, run up court, already past half court. Kazakin with the 3-point shot, and no good. Ball's out of bounds, and Nilchik ball, 14.5 seconds left. Patero with the ball, 12 seconds left, going down the court, trying to spot up 3-point shooters. Looks like he has Hadrow open. Kazakin going for the steal, does foul Hadrow. Looks like going to be a 2-shot. Looks like it's going to be a 2-shot foul since we have 10 fouls on the T-Jacks. And Hadrow's going up for his first shot, and it is good. Score is 43-35, 5.9 seconds left in the first half. Hadrow's going to get a second shot out of this. T-Jacks have 4 people at the line, ready for a rebound. Ball is shot, and good. 44-35, T-Jacks. Lynn with the ball, back over to Brian. Brian going up and out of bounds by Scott, 2.5 seconds left. Looks like it's going to be an inbound pass by the T-Jacks underneath their own basket. Looking for a last shot. And here it is. No good. End of the half. Looks like the score is 44 for the Nilchik Wolverines and 35 for the King Cove T-Jacks. And we'll be back in just a few moments after word from some of our sponsors. With a few updates on our individual scores and stats.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Elena. We'll be back in just a flash. I want to say thank you to our sponsors over there in King Cove and across the Aleutians Eastboro. Want to let you know that GCI is working towards a grant with the federal government to provide Aleutian Fiber Project out here to the Aleutians Eastboro. It has a potential providing fiber optic internet services, which may provide faster speeds than what we have with satellite. They are looking for support from the community, particularly fishermen. You may have heard the calls for people to send these forms out there for community support. Please be in touch with GCI if you have interest in this. We're going to go ahead and say thanks to a few more sponsors really quickly and then be back in just a flash with the halftime stats.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, Falls Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians Eastboro.
Number one, thanks, of course, you, the listener. And now let's go back and see if Gary Lamar and Elena Mack are ready with the halftime stats. You guys ready for this action, Gary and Elena?
Yeah.
Go ahead and take it away, yeah. Elena.
Okay. The Niltek's point so far is Ben Botero has 23 in the first half, followed by Cole Hadro, the next leading scorer, who has 7. And a lot of their points are coming from the free throw line because two of our boys are Brian and Zachary have 3 fouls each. Jalen Scott with 4 points, George Nelson with 6, and both of those were from behind the arc. Jay Clark with 4, and Jacob Mummy with 2 points. And for RT Jacks, Brian has 2, Riley with 2 threes, so that adds up to 6, and Zach with 4, 9 points, and Braden with 9 points as well, and Ilya has 6 so far. And the score right now for halftime is 44-35, and we have about 6.5 minutes until the half is over. And here is Gary Lamar. Just in time.
Okay. Did we give him a stat yet? Okay, guys. Listen, it's been a great half of fast basketball here in Nanilchik. Both teams, very high scoring, 44-35 in the first half. The T-Jacks are staying with their 1-2-2 three-quarter press. And I mean, once they brought in their little freshman, Ashton Gould, with his quickness, he really put on a show. And, he's in eighth grade, by the way, as the administration, in, AEBSD allowed eighth graders to play this year because of the lack of players across our district, and we thank them very much for doing so. However, they are still running the 1-3-1 on defense as well, and the only player thus far that we have in foul trouble is Brian Eichley. Brian has 3, and boy, do we ever need Brian at this point, because Brian Eichley has got to be able to somehow contain these 6'3 and 6'4 players, Mummy and Nelson on the opposing, or Clark on the opposing team. And the only help he really has inside there is Lynn, and Lynn's trying as well to help, but both of them are only about 5'9 and 5'10. The Niltek has not changed their game either. They're still running a full court press. We'll continue, I'm certain, as it is obviously successful in getting a few steals and easy shots. So both teams are doing a fabulous job, and this is the type of game that we expected out of the ranked number 3 and ranked number 5 teams in the state of Alaska in 1A. This is exactly what we expected. And so things are looking really good for the T-Jacks as they continue to improve on this road trip, even after a long night last night in competing with West Anchorage and West Anchorage's JV team. In case you don't know, went up and dominated in the Barrow tournament up in the North Slope against some very quality teams. So Zach Crawford's doing a fabulous job with these T-Jacks, and they were not expected to do near this well after losing all 3 staters last year on their team with their state championship. However, he has somehow been able to bring them back, and they are making very respectful showings everywhere they have been on this road trip. We'd also like to thank take this time and thank the administration of the ABSD, as well as Paul, the athletic director, for the road trip for both Sandpoint and King Cove. We have nothing but gratitude to allow both squads to go out and be able to play some basketball, much like the other students do in the state, except for we can only do it after we get over on a plane trip and have to do it all at one time, where most teams can go out and do it every now and then and take a trip. So anyway, thank you very much. We're going to get started here in about 2 minutes and 45 seconds with the second half.
Awesome. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Elena. Doing a great job out there. We can't say thank you enough for providing this play-by-play and for Braden and Zach as well. Just doing awesome work. It's great having Carl out there, but, man, great getting these local talents doing some awesome play-by-play. We got a couple minutes on the air. We'll go ahead and play a quick jam. Can't get this one out of my head. Selena Gomez, Rare. Kind of on the charts right now. It's a good one. We'll be back before the end of it, though, for second half action, so don't go far. All right, we're going to cut in right there on Miss Gomez and bring you back to the action. It's the second half. Coach Gary Lamar and Miss Elena Mack have been doing an awesome job bringing us the T-Jack play-by-play as they are in a real fast-paced game against Nanilchik. See if they can't hold on and bring it back here in the second half. Gary and Elena, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Welcome back. We have about 10 seconds. We're going to get started. Looks like we're going to go in there with Eichley and Lynn, Kazak and Brandel, and Koso. The same five starters from the beginning of the game, and as well the same for Nanilchik. Looks like Battelle bringing the ball down. The T-Jacks are in their common 1-3-1. Looks like passing back forth from Hadro to Battelle, to Hadro to Battelle, to Hadro. And Hadro back inside to the big man, Clark. Clark back to Battelle for a three-pointer miss and rebound Battelle. So they'll reset up top. Battelle looking underneath, couldn't find him, went outside to Hadro, found underneath, and Nelson. They keep flashing underneath over and over and over, and the T-Jack never readjusted to it. Koso going back to the other end, looks like he's down to Lynn. Lynn back to Koso. Koso on the outside on the drive and underneath the basket for the layup. 46-37. The Nanilchik, 7:02 left. And again, back in there, 1-3-1. Looks like they have a man underneath wide open, but that very aggressive play by Brian. Ball out of bounds on Black. Battelle will be throwing it back in for the Nanilchik Wolverine. Throws it in Nelson. Nelson looks at three, refuses to take it. Got Hadro back to Nelson. Back to Hadro up top. Over to Scott. Scott looks for the three. Doesn't find it. Finds Josh inside. Back out to Nelson, Hadro, Scott, and then Battelle. Battelle from the baseline on a three-point shot and makes it 49-37, 6:39 left in the third quarter. Kuzak and bringing the ball down on the layup, loses the ball to Clark. Back out to the outside, Brandel with a steal and a drive inside to Lynn. Lynn and back up with Kuzak and. Zach and takes the inside shot and gets a foul. Looks like a two-shot foul. Zach going to go to the line. Wow, this game has not slowed down from first to the second half. Zach with a first shot and a make. That could be a big difference in the game. We start hitting these free throws, and Zach making that first one puts the score at 49-38. Goes up with the second one, nothing but net. 49-39. Looks like ball goes down. Carry by the Wolverines. Hadro, turnover. T-Jack ball, half court. Koso bring the ball in. Gets the ball out to Brandel. Brown with the ball up top, going in for a layup. Goes for the shot, makes the shot, gets fouled. Score 49-41, 6:16 left in the quarter. Brandel going to the line. So Brandel's going to the line. One shot, two shots. His shot was made. Up with the free throw, and it is good. What a difference in the second half already. 49-42, T-Jacks down by seven. Battelle top. Going down, Scott with the ball, going to a baseline, drive back outside. Nelson with a three-point shot, and a make. They're going to have to readjust to get out on these three-point shooters. Nanilchik is a very good three-point shooting team. Kazakin with the drive to the bucket, no good. Nelson with the rebound, out to Scott, up with Badero, out to Clark, down to three-point shot. By Padero, another three-point make, 55-42, 5:32 left in the third quarter. Koso with the ball going past half court. Still running a man. He's guarding his right side. Gets a screen from Brian. And back out front to Brandel. Brandel's having a problem handling the ball up front. Koso with the ball. Looks like we have a foul on Clark on the floor. Going to be out of bounds. Koso with the ball. Out of bounds play underneath the net to Brian. Brian misses a layup. And Brian gets a foul, his fourth foul here early in the third quarter. Wow, that could certainly affect the outcome of this game. Looks like we're coming in with Ashton Gould. T-Jacks are back in their 1-2-2 half-court press. Out to Nelson. Nelson to Hadro. Hadro up for a three-pointer. Missed it. Nelson with the ball. Back to Hadro. Hadro goes in for a layup and 2 points. 57-42. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Koso up with a three-point shot on the other end. Hadro with the rebound. Rebounding. Ashton comes in, ties the ball up. Boy, Ashton is one aggressive eighth-grade player, and he makes a difference in this team. Koso, ball out of bounds underneath the nil chick. Kuzakin with three-point shot and a miss. Out of bounds by Scott Nanilchik. Looks like it's going to be the T-Jack ball again. T-Jack into the ball in their side. Another three-point attempt by Kuzakin. No good. Out of bounds. T-Jacks. Looks like T-Jacks setting up the 1-2-2 press. Botero at the top with the ball. Back to Hadro. Hadro driving in. Out to Nelson. Three-point shot and good. 60-42. 4:19 left in the third quarter. Looks like they're pulling away just a little bit. The T-Jacks are still playing hard. Never to give up. Great bunch of guys. They're letting Lynn shoot the outside shot. Does not drop. Hadro coming back to the Nanilchik Wolverines. He goes down to Mummy. Mummy travels with the ball. Looks like T-Jack ball going to the other end. Now, on your radio, we are going left to right with the T-Jacks and right to left with Nanilchik. Koso with the drive. Beautiful drive. Missed the layup. Botero coming back from the other end, and they're still running. Back to Nelson. Nelson for his three-point shot. No good. Botero in for a rebound. Over to Scott. Scott up for the shot. Gets fouled. Fouled by Lynn underneath. Looks like Scott's going to get two shots. T-Jack's getting into a little bit of foul trouble situation here in the middle of the third quarter. First shot by Scott is good. T-Jacks are going to have to readjust their defense a little bit. Coach Crawford calls timeout, and it looks like it's going to be a full timeout for the T-Jacks. He's going to have to readjust this defense and try to get out and cover these three-pointers. The Nanilchik Wolverines are only leaving one big man in and 4 3-point shooters. He's been running this 1-3-1. I don't know what he's going to do. Probably come in with some sort of 1-3-1 matchup. What do you think, Elena?
I think the T-Jacks need to step up their defense because what they're doing isn't working. And the Nanilchik Wolverines are getting a lot of open threes, and we also have to stop their offensive rebounds because a lot of second shot chances are happening for the Wolverines, and T-Jacks just need to start scoring the ball because you kind of need points to win. And, yeah, Brian with his foul trouble, which he's been having in the last, actually the entire road trip is really being a struggle for his team. And we got one shot left for Scott at the free throw line. and it's up. And he misses, and it's rebounded by Zachary. Oh. Yeah, Scott is going to get another free throw attempt because Ilya got a line violation. Up, and it's good. Riley taking the ball up. Looks like the Wolverines are in a man matchup. Zach gets it out of three-point line, takes it, and it's short, but he gets his own rebound. Puts it up again for two, and it's short. Scott with the rebound out to Botero, bringing it up towards the middle. Drives all the way in and misses the shot. Ashton with the long rebound, driving it down. Gives it out to Zachary. Into Ilya, and he puts it up no good, but Riley gets the board. Struggling in the corner, kicks it out to Braden at the top. And he gets it stolen away by Hydro, or what's his name? Hadro. Botero bring the ball up out to Nelson for three, and it's no good. Offensive rebound, and Mummy dribbles it on the baseline, so it's going to be T-Jack ball. 62-42 with 2.5 minutes left in the third. Offensive foul on Ilya, moving screen. T-Jack's coming in with some more foul trouble. It doesn't look like Coach Crawford is going to be subbing anybody else in. But these fouls are really hurting him, especially since the Nilpick Wolverines can hit free throws. Botero bringing it all the way in. Dishes it out to Scott for three. No good. And Riley comes out with the rebound. And he goes coast to coast and misses it. Rebound by Hadro. Kicks it out to Botero going around the right baseline. All the way in. Kicks it out to Nelson, who brings it up to Hadro for three and misses it, who is... Three was highly contested by Ashton, and he's going down the lane and puts it up for two. Assist by Riley. Hadro over to Scott, and it looks like it's tipped out, and it's going to be T-Jack ball. 1:39 left in the third quarter, 62-44. The Nilpick on top. Riley bringing the ball up. The Nilpick still in this man defense. Kicks it out to Zach. And he drives it all the way in. Makes a shot, but it's foul on the floor on, what's his name? Another foul on Jake Clark. Not too sure how many Clark has. It's up there, though. Riley inbounding the ball. Tries to pass it to Ilya, but Botero picks it up. Dribbling down the floor, kicks it over to Hadro. Back over to Botero. Fakes the pass, shoots the three, misses it. And he ends up with the rebound, puts it up for two. Braden Brandle bringing the ball up. All the way into the lane, dishes it over to Ilya, who puts it up for two right on the block. Tara bringing the ball up. Looks like T-Jacks are about to trap him, but he dishes it out to Hadro, who then brings it down to Clark, and the ball hits him in the face. Patero tries to save it out of bounds, but Legions are so close to the court that he couldn't really do anything about that, but it's T-Jack basketball. 40 seconds left in the third quarter, 64-46. Braden driving it all the way in, misses a shot. Dishes it down to Hadro, and he misses a layup and is fouled by Ashton. He's going to be going to the line for two free throws. T-Jacks have four team fouls already, and so does the Wolverines. And his first shot is up short. Make sure you guys pass it up. second shot is up and it is good. Riley bringing the ball up. Dishes it over to Braden. He shoots the three. No good. Rebounded by Scott. Ashton giving him some tough defenses. And he gets the ball, dishes it over to Ilya, who puts it up and is fouled. So Ilya will be heading over to the free throw line. Ilya up and no good. 17.5 seconds left in the third quarter. Score is 65-46. T-Jacks are trailing. Ilya's second free throw's up and no good, and rebounded by Mummy. Gives it out to Botero, driving down the right side. Brings it over to Scott. Back up to Botero, over to Hadrill. Thinks about the three, but doesn't take it. Over to Botero. Back to Hadrill. Shoots the three this time and misses it. And that's the end of the third quarter. 65-46.
Okay, we're at the end of the third quarter. 65-46. The Nilchik. Looks like we're going to have to get outside, change up a little bit, maybe a little, run a little matchup 1-3-1 or man. Stop these three-pointers. That's how the stretch and the lead has come to. But lots of hustle going on by both teams. And looks like we're going to begin the second quarter, I believe, with Brian Eichley, who would make a huge difference in this game, competing with these young men, Clark and Mummy, 6'3 and 6'4. And with that small lineup in the game, we are having a rough time with anything reference to defensive or offensive rebounding. So as they break the huddles, we're coming back out to the fourth quarter and final with 65-46 Nilchik lead. Going to start off in the Nilchik ball, Hadrill out of bounds. And the T-Jacks in their traditional 1-3-1. Here we go. Fourth and final quarter in the Nilchik. Botero at the top of the ball. They're running an even offense. Back over to Bedaro with a wide open three-pointer and good. 68-46. They are in a press. It's a steal. The Nilchik with the ball. Looking underneath with a drive with Scott. Good. 3-point. Got a delay of game by 41 on the Nilchik. That means he touched the ball when it came out of the net. Score is 46-40. The Nilchik. Brandon with the ball going to the other end. Getting a trap against him. And the Nilchik ties the ball up with Hadrill. The Nilchik is back in a full court, and they are trapping. Koso out of bounds, half court. Ball to T-Jacks. Back in with Eichley. Randall with the layup. Loses the ball on his drive to the bucket. Botero with the ball, bringing it back to the opposite end. Randall being screened. Ball going backside. Scott with the shot, no good. Rebound, Brian Eichley. Pass down the court. Pass the ball to Brandle, and he misses a layup. Brandle leaves the game. Ashton coming in. Ball out of bounds underneath the bucket for the T-Jacks. Koso throwing it in to Brian. Brian Eichley going in. Throws it backcourt, gets stopped for a backcourt violation. Going to be the Nilchik ball underneath the basket. So the Nilchik, Clark is throwing the ball in underneath their own basket. Looks like they have a four corners set up. Ball Ball goes into Botero. Botero out to Lemons. Lemons over to Nelson. Nelson looks at three-point shot, doesn't take it. Botero for a three-point shot. But before it happens, he steps out of bounds. Ball goes over to the T-Jacks. T-Jacks is acting out of bounds, throwing the ball in, gets it to Koso. Koso going down the floor. They're running again. Gets it stolen by Patero on the other end. Back in for 2 points for Nanilchik. Score 72-46, Nanilchik. Lemons guarding for full court man. Ashton walks through him. Ball gets stolen by Clark. Goes back to the other end. Lemons with the ball. Koso with the steal going the opposite way. Looks like going all the way in for a layup and in for Koso. 6:15 left the game. 72-48. Nanilchik. Botero bringing the ball back down, going through half court. Ball goes over to Lemons. Lemons back to the big man. Musty in the middle. Back to Botero. And back out to Lemons. They're setting up the four corners. Botero back down. Big man underneath. Ashton with the steal. Great job there by Ashton. Goes back outside to Kozak and up for the three-pointer, and the ball doesn't go out of bounds. Nanilchik ball. Botero throwing it out of bounds into Lemons. Back for Botero. Looks like they're setting up their 1-2-2 press. They're getting a trap. Ball goes to the big man, Musty, underneath. He goes in for the layup. Got two big men back in there now, Musty and Clark. Ball out of bounds. Looks like they got a big man set for Nanilchik. Wow. And that is a huge lineup between the three of them. Okay, going back to the other end. Kozak and Tocoso. Koso bringing the ball in. Deflected by Lemons on Nanilchik. Ball goes out of bounds. T-Jack ball. Koso throwing the ball in. Goes into Kozak. Kozak is getting the ball down the floor. Down the floor to Brian, and this Brian, he is really playing aggressive. Gets the ball missed for a layup. Ball goes back down to the other end by Botero. Layup, missed the layup. Brian with the rebound, going the opposite end, pass to Koso. Koso takes it coast to coast for a layup, misses it. Lynn with the rebound and back up for two. Score 72-50. 4:52 left in the game. Clark back down to the other end. Missed the layup. Brian with another rebound. Brian is all over the floor. Back to Zach and up for the three-pointer. Missed shot. Rebound. Musty coming back to the other end with Botero. Down to Timmons. Got a trap by the T-Jacks. Musty up for the layup. And good. Kazakin. Inbounds pass. Koso already passed half court. Looked like he's going in for a layup and draws a foul. Koso's going to go to the line for two. It is a foul on Mummy. Koso goes to the line, fixing to go up with his first shot. Score 74-50. First shot is good, 74-51. Koso will be taking a second shot, 4:15 left in the game. He goes up with his second shot, and it is no good. Have a violation by Clark. So we'll go up with a second try with Koso on the free throw line. Goes up with the shot. Shot is good. 74-52. Down within 22 now. Botero with the ball. Up top with Clark. Over to Nelson. Back over to Lemon. Back to Botero. Botero up top. Gets the ball to Mummy. And a foul by Lynn, number 32. At free throw line. That is on the floor. So it'll be out of bounds. And Nilchik underneath the basket. Their own basket, and Lemons with the inbounds pass. We're going to try that again. Lemons again out of bounds. Inbounds pass to Botero, and he's going out to Clark. Clark back to Nelson. Nelson over to Beth Terrell to the other side. Rebound by Lemon over to Nelson. Nelson to Mummy. Mummy back for a three-point shot to Nelson and a miss. Ball comes back in. The out of bounds. Brian getting fouled on the rebound and going back in for the 1-1. It is a timeout and they'll check. So with the ball being called out and a timeout with a foul on the nail check, it looks like we're going to have a short timeout, and the ball's going to go back in with a free throw by Brian Eichley at the free throw line, shooting a 1-1, as that is the seventh foul by Nilchik, which brings us into a bonus. Well, Elena, what do you think about third quarter?
Well, third quarter is over a long time ago. It's fourth quarter.
Yeah.
but T-Jax, I don't know, they seem pretty startled by the Wolverines 2-2-1 press. They got a couple turnovers there, and the Wolverines got a couple easy layups, and they do have two big men out there, so they are getting crushed on the boards. But overall, I think they're doing good, and they're learning how to play. So Otero is still their number one scorer. He's got to have, like, over 30 points easily so far. But there is 3 minutes and 45 seconds left, 74-52. But I don't know, maybe they could come with a comeback.
Yeah.
But
stayed even this fourth quarter.
Yeah, stayed even. Brian at the free throw line, 1-on-1, misses it. And Nelson comes up with the rebound, kicks it out to Botero. Kicks it out to, I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
Yeah, new guy.
New guy on the floor, Michael Johnson. Botero brings it over to Nelson. Nelson hesitates for a three and misses. Zach with hustle rebound. Tries to pass it to Ash, and it gets picked up by Botero, who puts it up, and it gets fouled. He'll be at the line for two. First shot is up and no good. And his second shot is up and it's good. Brandon bringing the ball up for the T-Jacks. Pulls up for three right at the top and the ball comes up short. Botero getting it. Looks like he's going all the way but kicks it out to 32, who totally traveled, but he gets caught up on the ground, and Ashton's giving him a hard time. And but anyway, the Nilchik gets a timeout called by one of the players. So timeout. There's 3 minutes and 4 seconds left in the game, 75-52.
Hey, what Ashton is really putting on a show here in this game. This is his coming out game. I've not seen him play like this the entire road trip. I think he's starting to get confident in his knowledge of the game and starting to understand Coach Crawford's game a whole lot better. He's certainly causing a lot of havoc inside when the big men bring that ball down. I think that if they will continue to follow and believe in Coach Crawford's system, I think you're going to see a good, at least an opportunity for them to finish off well in the regional tournament. They continue to improve as they have been. All right, back to you, Elena.
All right, Wolverine ball underneath their own basket. Mummy gets it out of the three-point line and is fouled by Brian, so I'm pretty sure Brian's out of the game.
That's 5-1 for
him. I think so, yeah. Yep, Brian's fifth foul. So Ilya's going to be coming back in the game for him. On the floor for the T-Jacks, we have Ilya, Riley, Braden, Zachary, and Ashton. This is Brian's, like, third time fouling out in a row.
It is. Yeah, he's going to – Brian's going to have to improve on his ability to play defense with his feet and not with his hands. But he's playing very good. I mean, without him in there, it's certainly noticeable because he is one of the, if not the best rebounder that they have.
All right. The referees are having a discussion right now because I guess Ilya fouled out as well.
There seems to be a problem at the scoreboard with their confusion on who received that foul and if Brian's really fouled out. There are two officials are at the scoreboard right now trying to find out exactly who that foul was called on and then how many fouls they have at this point. So we'll all just kind of sit around and wait until that time. Tell you what, these T-Jacks never know when to give up. They just continue to work and work and work and no, they're 23 behind. You really couldn't tell it by their effort. They are no give up type of attitude. And we're just so proud of our T-Jack. And hopefully we will continue to see their improvement throughout the rest of the season. How do you think they're going to do in regionals?
I think they have a good chance in regionals. I mean, they have had a lot of great competition this road trip. I mean, we were just down in Homer playing a bunch of 3A schools, and T-Jack learned a lot there, and so did we. So we'll give them a better opportunity in regionals as well, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they've only played, I think, they've only played two or three 1A schools in the last eight games, and they've played approximately five 3A schools. So you can see nothing but improvement from them. As they continue to go through this road trip and this sweep. And so, hey, it looks like they still have a discrepancy with the officials and the who received those fouls. And so they're going literally going through the books and recounting fouls for each team and where those fouls belong. So hopefully here in just a moment they're going to come out with a decision and we'll find out if Brian is fouled out or not. Obviously, we hope he is not. Let's see as he comes in the game. Okay, Brian is not coming to the game. He's going to go ahead and replace him with Elias. So I guess he is fouled out, Elena. So looks like we have 3:03 left in the game. We got 75-52. Let's see how we finish up here.
All right, Mommy is at the line. First shot up is good. So he's going to have another free throw as it was a 1-1. In the game for an Anilsic, we have Nelson Bodero, Mummy,
yeah, Mummy. Right.
And Johnson and Lemon. Anilsic gets the rebound as Mummy missed the free throw. Johnson brings it out to Bodero at the left wing. Kicks it out to Nelson again. T-Jack finally switched over to a man. Lemons at the ball, driving it in, and he gets called for a travel. 2:39 left in the game, 76-52. Ball is going to be taken out at the sideline by Zachary. Riley bringing the ball up, and it looks like the Wolverines are in a man matchup. Ashton's actually being guarded someone by the same height as him. That's cool. Braden brings it all the way in, dishes it out to Ilya, who missed the layup. Got his rebound, missed it again, and the Nelson comes up with the ball. Lemons at the corner, brings it over to Nelson, who kicks it out to Bodero at the top. Brings it in to Mummy, who has a wide-open drive and finishes. Zachary bringing the ball up the floor for the T-Jack. Brings it over to Braden. Screen by Ilya. Braden takes the three. No good. Mummy comes up with the rebound, and it is knocked out of bounds by Zachary. Bodero bringing the ball up. Being guarded by Zach. Brings it over to Johnson. over to Botero at the top. Kicks it out to Lemon. Back over to Botero. Over to Lemon, or Mommy, back to Botero, who puts it up for two. Zachary bringing the ball up. Over to Braden. Braden crosses, loses the dribble. Ilya comes up with it and takes it in, but misses the layup. Botero bringing the ball up, looking like he's going to go all the way, but dishes it, and Braden gets the steal. Riley gets it, passed by Braden, misses the layup. Botero comes up with the rebound. Over to Lemon. But Nanilchik calls the timeout with 48.9 seconds left in the fourth quarter, 80-52. And both teams have seven fouls.
Well, it's 80-52. It's still only a 28-point game. It's been anywhere between 22 and 28 since the middle of the first quarter, Elena. The hadn't made much of a change. That, you know, they had, in the middle of the third quarter, they had a rush of three-pointers by Nanilchik where they made about three or four and acquired this lead in the 20s. But really, since then, it hasn't changed a whole lot. These guys are playing really hard. It looks like Nanilchik called that timeout to get all their substitutes in with 48 seconds left in the game. So they're going to be bringing the ball in, 48 seconds left in the game. And, of course, passing the ball around, trying to get everybody's shot. Koso with the rebound and back to the other end and a layup. He misses the layup. And they call the foul on Nanilchik. That's going to put Koso on the line for two shots with 39 seconds left in the game. Score 80-52. Koso at the line. We have Brandel Koso, Ashton, Memphis just got in the game. And then, of course, Kazakin. Koso makes his first shot. Line for the second one. Second goes up. And off to the left side. Rebound. And Nanilchik. Kazakin guarding Johnson. Fouls him. So that's going to put Johnson on the line. That's a fifth one for Kazakin. So we got Glenn coming into the game. Glenn Babcock coming into the game for a second appearance of two nights. With a big smile on his face. He's ready to go. So Johnson hits the first half of the 1-1. Fixing to go out for the second shot. Goes up with the second one. Misses. Memphis rebound out to Koso. Koso brings it down the floor. Goes up for another layup, and it goes in. 81-55. Nanilchik, 26-point lead. Johnson bringing the ball down from Nanilchik. Comes back over. Looks like a good trap. Ashton ties the ball up. Ball will go out of bounds. 14 seconds left in game. Ashton will be defending sideline. Johnson throwing the ball in. Nanilchik ball. Ball goes in. Ball's being counted down. 10 seconds to go. Up for the layup for Johnson. Rebound Brandel. Brandel over the pass to Memphis. Memphis puts the ball up and in. And that will be the end of the game. Score 81-57. Nanilchik over the T-Jacks, 24-point lead. And as I stated, other than the middle of the third quarter, this lead really has not changed. T-Jacks doing a great job on this road trip. Coach Crawford doing a fabulous job teaching this game to this very, very young team that he has. So I'm going to turn this over to Elena to finish up a good statement about this game, and then we will be done here. Elena, what do you got to say to finish this game?
Well, TJ Axis needed to get their defense together, but they never figured out how to do that. But this was a learning game for them. I mean, over this road trip, they have played some big schools. They played 4A JV team last night. Yeah, and they've played a couple 3A schools down in Homer. And also along with that, every 1A team that they've played so far out here has been ranked, such as Lumen Christi ranked number 1, Birchwood ranked number 5, I think, and the Niltrick being ranked number 3rd. So over this road trip, TJX have had a hard time getting their things together, but it's going to help them out in the long run, I think. But overall, this game was pretty good for them, just didn't have a lot of shooters as much as the Niltrick did. And thank you for listening and supporting the TJX. And here's Lamar again.
Thank you guys for supporting the T-Jacks and the rookies. And have a wonderful evening. Look forward to talking with you guys tomorrow.